SEL Extra.
Hello.
Greetings from America, sir.
Greetings from the Great White North.
He sounds ill or something.
Yeah, I've been sick since Sunday, actually.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, I have been, like, disabled sick. Like, unbelievable.
During the summer.
Oh, man, isn't it the worst? Like, literally, okay, I moved. I'll try to mute that whenever I can. I know, right? So
we're in for it.
I know. So on Friday, I moved here. I got 2 hours sleep, done the podcast. Woke up Sunday with a sore throat. And it's been all downhill from there. So I haven't had one day of complete relaxation in this place since I've been here. It's awesome.
Oh, no. Yeah, you sound pretty fucking rough, man.
Yeah, well, you know, see what happens when I get some weed in me.
I luck out, man. I'm knock on wood. I fucking never get colds, man. And I'm, you know, it's weird. Like, I'm unhealthy as fuck, but maybe I'm so unhealthy and dirty and shit that it's just like, no, I don't know. I just never get colds for some reason.
Man, you're lucky. You're a lucky man. You're a lucky man.
Yeah, my body is fucking strong. Too strong. I don't know.
Like, and I've gotten everybody around me sick, too.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah. Everybody in this house has gotten sick.
Fuck.
I know. I'm
kicking this guy out.
I know. I got my buddy who just had a baby. He's sick.
Oh, man. He lives there?
No. Like.
Oh, okay. That's probably sick. Part of your issue. You probably got sick from his baby originally. Children, people, like, I go to work, it's all people with kids who are sick all the time.
Oh, I know, and it's the worst, too, because kids are just a petri dish of disgustingness.
And they're fucking gross little bastards, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, completely.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. I'm baking a fucking ham right now.
Oh, not bad. Not bad.
I woke up, had some breakfast, smoked a bunch of weed, and started baking a ham.
I haven't smoked any yet.
Yeah, so I think one or two. Aaron Echoes wants us to actually answer his question.
It's understandable. I thought about it last night, so I figured it out.
Shit. Send us your questions and we'll, like, not even be coherent enough to remember to actually answer them right. We'll answer something completely wrong. The fuck? So there's this story happening here right now where this pregnant girl went missing. She's like, I don't know. That's not funny. I don't know why I'm laughing. Anyways. Girl goes missing. I could probably make a girl going missing funny if I tried, but she was like 8 months pregnant or something and went missing, and she was supposed to be going to these neighbor's house to try on a dress that the lady made. Like, how, for who? Somebody else who's 9 months pregnant? I don't know.
Like,
anyway,
like, with the dress has a big belly, like that kind of
thing.
I
don't know. And the girl disappears and, like, never comes back home, and this is like in the same apartment building as hers. And eventually, like, police go over there, they look around, they search the place, nothing. They kind of, they get a report, like, the next day that there's a baby crying upstairs in the place. They go back, they find a baby in there, like a fucking brand new baby. Oh, and man. They think it's hers. They haven't found out yet. They took the baby, and they're going to now test it. But they still can't find the girl. So it's like, do these two kill her and then remove her baby from her? How fucked up is that?
Or did they kidnap her, realize, ah, fuck, we took a tainted one with a baby in it, and just waited for her to give birth, dropped the baby off at the house, and like, well, I'm keeping this specimen.
No, they were there, you know, like, the chick was at home when the police came. She was at home with the baby. Like, I think, like, they tried to steal her baby.
The girl that went missing.
No, no one's ever seen her again. But okay. No, she went to a couple's house to try this dress on, is what I'm saying. So it seems like, yeah, this couple probably killed her and took her baby. You know, I don't know, either out of her or I imagine out of her.
That's intense.
I've heard of shit like that before.
I'm from Canada. I listen to... That shit don't happen.
Oh, come on.
The worst weekend is a guy in a Greyhound bus cutting heads off.
Yeah, I was going to say that. The dude cut a fucking dude's head off on a bus with a sword.
And then started eating it.
With a fucking katana or something.
Yeah, and waves it around.
And in fucking awesome Canadian fashion, ends up getting released from jail, like, not even that long later.
Yeah, he's on meds now. He's cool.
Allegedly. So, I don't know. His brother owns something there? I have no idea. I wouldn't fucking invite that guy to live with me.
No. Jesus Christ.
How the fuck do you cut someone's head off on a bus with a fucking katana?
And then go back into society.
And ever get released from prison, dude?
Canada.
Canada? I don't understand, man.
No, I know. I had a buddy that got hit by a drunk driver, ruptured his spleen, broke his pelvis, broke his femur, sent him 40 feet away. Guy got like 60 days house arrest.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Did he like sue him or anything?
That would No.
Why?
I think they went drinking like a little while after. It was a town of like 500 people. You got to pick and choose, right?
What do you mean it was 500 people?
Well, I'm from a town with 500 people in it.
Oh.
Originally, Leading Tickles, Newfoundland. I'm sure you can Google up and find out what I'm talking about. There's only 500 people.
Well, you can't sue them then because nobody in Newfoundland has shit that you want.
That's true. They don't. They got a wharf, and you can't move a wharf. It's in the water. So.
Oh, shit.
And in case you Americans are wondering, it's dock. A dock is a wharf.
Oh, I know. I've heard the term fisherman's wharf. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's like a dock.
All right, fucking Newfoundland, man. One of the few things I know about Newfoundland is that, like, I used to work for this company who owned a ton of products. One of which was a brand, which was a popular brand of coffee. And I got a phone call. We get phone calls. People like This container of coffee doesn't taste good. It tastes like shit or whatever the case is. Well, this dude calls me from Newfoundland. And he's like, oh, my coffee fucking tastes bad. It tastes, you know, whatever. And we come through to the story. It turns out that he actually gets his water from like a spring or something.
Probably a Partesian well.
Yeah, and he's like talking about it. And I was like, you really think that it's that? You know, he's like, you got your water from a hole in the ground, and you think it might be the coffee that's suspect? I don't know.
Could it be the sulfur that's probably in your water does your coffee maker seize up?
If you take water directly from the fucking ground and make your coffee with it, maybe it's the water, not the coffee that's produced in a fucking huge factory. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where they're all the fucking same. Like, this guy's an idiot. Like,
I
sent the thing out to him. I think he even had some fucked up address, you know, or it was just
okay, so let me give you the roundabout of my address when I was in Newfoundland. Okay, let's say Tyler Fudge, Rural Route 2, Site 44, Botwood, Newfoundland, TOH1EO. Now, what Rural Route 2 fucking Site 4 means, I have no goddamn idea. But I didn't even live in Botwood. I lived in Newfoundland. But
yeah, this guy's...
If I put Rural Route 2 in Site 4 with Botwood, Newfoundland, it would come to my house in Leanville. I don't know. It's fucked up.
It's one of those where, like, you know, on this road, coming over to my house, just turn right at the rock that looks like a pig.
yeah, definitely. I lived on First Ave.
You just, like, go up and put all the mail in the middle of the city and everybody comes out.
Yeah. That's cool.
So that shit you got, was that sushi or what?
Do you guys have Edo there?
No, I've never heard of it.
No, it's a Japanese place. I always just get like the beef yakisoba.
I've never even heard of beef yakisoba.
It's do you know what yakisoba noodles are?
Not really.
It's like thick noodles that look like worms. Udon noodles. They're called udon noodles.
Are they like the ones you get at Chinese restaurants?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And this is those noodles with some cabbage, some carrot, some beef, and some broccoli and two scoops of teriyaki sauce. And you just eat it all up, and it's delicious.
That sounds pretty good.
It is pretty good, actually.
I had Chinese food yesterday. It was delicious.
I bet it was. Oh, man. I pays for it, too, though. Like, every now and then I'll buy a pizza, and I'll polish it off.
Yeah.
And then the next day, it's like, oh, I'm so sick.
Dude, I'm fucked today, man. Not only, you know, I'm always, oh. Whoa. Hold on.
What?
Oh, I just got a problem over here. Where the fuck did that go?
Where'd the buck go?
I knocked my pipe out and flaming chunk went like flying. I don't know.
Oh, you don't want to burn that place down.
Or a hole in the carpet or anything.
That's true.
I don't know where that went.
Well, gone forever, no, man.
And I was gonna say, fucking from the TMI department. I'm always figuratively full of shit, but today I'm like literally full of shit. I've like spent all day trying to shit. I can't shit. What the fuck?
Constipation is a bitch.
I've never really had that before. It's new to me.
Oh man, I had it like 3 weeks ago. Ooh, buddy.
I'm gonna have to go like. I don't know. Go buy something.
Because I got heavy. Shit.
I've got a fucking shit baby in my fucking womb. It's overdue.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, dude. Get out of me.
Say it like Conor McGregor. Get the fuck out. I can't do it.
The fuck. This is awesome. I got the fucking Dream Team on the TV on mute back here. It's fucking great. We got this new channel. It's like the Olympic channel.
Okay. Oh, so the basketball team.
Yeah, they've been showing the fucking all the games from the 92 Barcelona Olympics, and it's just like the most legendary lineup of pro basketball players ever.
Yeah.
Just clowning motherfuckers.
Oh, man. Just fucking beating them senseless.
Like Drexler to Barkley to Ewing to Bird.
Back to Barkley.
Just the idea of like Magic Johnson passing the ball to Larry Bird is like fucking outlandish.
I know,
already.
Right?
We could have won the gold medal that year with probably just fucking those two. Even though Bird is old as shit at this time, Magic Johnson had fucking AIDS. Where's my lighter at now? Fuck my ass. Oh, I got another lighter here, so that's okay.
Fuck!
Fucking bullshit! When you're fat, you never know, because you, like, you ever shove your lighter, like, fucking
in my crease?
In your fat somewhere?
Oh, yeah, man. I keep my lighter in my crease all the time.
And then you stand up, it like, where the fuck is my lighter? And then you stand up, and it fucking plops out on the floor.
Yep. It happens all the time, man. It's the easiest way to find something. Stand up.
All right. I mean, I don't even know. I wouldn't even want Danielson, Kazarian, and that, dude. Just give me machine guns and fucking...
In just a full-on match.
God damn. And it was pretty long before there was an interruption, so... It was a fucking pretty sweet match. Machine guns are fucking awesome.
Oh, dude. Are they ever. Like, them and TNA was... Jesus. It was, like, the only bright spot at that point in time.
Yeah, I don't know why those guys aren't... Well, I suppose they don't really... They don't look like a tag... They don't really look like a tag team.
Not really, but like when they dress alike, they do.
Yeah.
They used to dress alike in TNA for a little while, but...
I guess tag teams don't have to, you know, fuck
up. I'm with you, though. Tag teams need to have some kind of rhyme or rhythm.
I see dudes and I'm like, oh, that guy should tag with this guy and shit like that. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just, But, you know, sometimes, As high voltage, or not high voltage,
Heavy machinery?
What the fuck was it called? Owen Hart and Coco
Beware. It was a high voltage, wasn't it?
High energy.
High energy, yeah.
Yeah. It's high energy to fucking taught us. You know, there's something to be said for opposites attract and that shit. I think I'm ready when you are. Fucking...
Yeah, I'm just smoking some dope. So, I mean, the longer we keep going, the more fucked I'm going to be before we start. So,
Because you're gonna smoke the show too. I smoke during the show, the fucking
Oh
show
yeah,
all the time.
both easily.
Well, we should probably start then, I suppose. This funny wrestling soup. They recorded one guy's gonna be gone, so they recorded on Tuesday, except Mish forgot to press record. So, and he was like, it was this awesome show. We had like the best fucking show ever, and I failed to hit record. Like, oh my God.
That's great, though. I love it.
It's the fucking worst. I might fucking kill myself
Oh man,
if I
we've
did
done it. We've done it before.
Let's not do it here.
Yeah,
I
'cause
felt like I was like wanted to mention it. I don't know. I felt like the jinx was in the air. Like, all right, we need to make sure.
well, the good thing about this way, you can't hear me if I'm not recording.
Oh.
Right? So as long as you're hearing me, it's being recorded.
Well, that's good.
Right? So but no, me and Travis, we recorded on a H1. One of those H1 Zoom mics.
Yeah, I got one of those, yeah.
So I pressed record once to test it out, and I forgot to turn it off. And then when I went to go record, I turned it off.
Oh,
And then
fuck
when I
me.
went to press stop, I turned it on. And I was like, "What the fuck?"
Awful.
That was it was a Hulk Hogan episode. What movie was it? Where he's Shep Ramsey. He's the alien dude. He comes down.
Oh, Suburban Commando.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fucking awesome one.
I fucking love that movie. Undertaker.
I like the dude with the metal thing on his fucking head. I felt like that could almost be a wrestling gimmick. Maybe in
Yeah.
Lucha Underground.
Oh,
In Lucha
definitely.
Underground, there should be a dude like that where he has a fucking, like, something happened to him and his whole fucking head is metal. So, like, pile drivers and all that shit just does nothing because the dude's head's made of metal.
No, just
Fucking
fucking no-sells
dope.
it. That would be
Oh my
dope.
God, that'd be fucking good. I'm all in on this. I like that way too much. Oh, fuck.
Dude, SCL Extra.
Don't put this on the SCL Extra.
Yeah.
But, like, the show is awful, and he always talks to some fucking dude who, like, well, maybe we can put it on there. Some dude who, like, you know, just by hearing his voice, he sounds like he fucking jacks off while sniffing women's shoes. You know? Oh, yeah, John Cena on the spent like fucking hours. It was like their Thursday show. They do like 47 shows a week, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like the Friday show, and they're like still talking about this fucking Roman Reigns John Cena thing. Something we'll spend like 3 minutes on. And it's like they all fucking came in their little fucking shorts, like little marks. I don't know. Sometimes when I listen to Vince Russo, he makes sense, dude. Because he's like
Sometimes Vince
talks about
makes
all these
sense.
people. Where he's like, you know, they think it's fucking real. They almost talk like it is, you know?
Yeah,
You
like
know?
there
I
was
mean, sometimes.
nothing real about that Cena promo.
I love the Tuna Meltzer, and I don't mind Alvarez either. They're both cool with me, but
What?
it's just like has these fucking gayest dudes on, and they sit and talk about fucking the dumbest shit.
SCL Extra.
There's no entertainment.
No,
There's
but
no
see,
entertainment whatsoever. What's entertaining about like two fucking dudes just like boom, 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 boom.
now where I was going with this is Meltzer's so aspy though that really
Yeah.
it's really funny to listen to like Brian will tell Meltzer a joke, and it goes
Yeah.
right over Meltzer's head, and he's like, "No, wouldn't happen." It's the same. You fucking guy. But then, like, Brian Alvarez has his grandmother on
Oh God, yeah, I didn't know
with
that.
Vinny, and Jesus Christ, man. Vinny
She must
makes
be
some fun of her.
old as shit.
Oh, she's like 87 or something like that.
Great. Does she like wrestling?
No, but she watches some wrestling to review it. And it's, oh, I've got a t-shirt of her.
It's probably fucking awesome. It
It
sounds
is.
awesome.
It is. It's like 20 minutes.
Fucking A. Well, I am fucking sewn to the tits.
I
I'm
am too.
ready to fucking rock this town.